Vice President Kamala Harris has less than a week to announce her running mate. That's because the Democratic National Committee wants to finalize its ticket by August 7th to avoid potential legal disputes over ballot eligibility in Ohio. Now, possible contenders are Governors Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania and Tim Walz of Minnesota. Also, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. At this stage of the race back in 2016, the first woman to become a major party's presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, was announcing her choice for VP.
Please join me in welcoming the next vice president, my friend, Senator Tim Kaine.
Clinton Kaine ticket did not win, but Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia remembers that run-up well. He joins us now. Senator, so what were those final few days like for the candidates being considered for VP? What were you thinking?
Well, it was a really magical time to go back 8 years ago, and I had been vetted for vice president by Senator Obama in 08 as well. So the last couple of days, you're aware that there's a very long list and that it is progressively shrinking. I think it was nearly 40 people in 2016, and then it's 20, then 10, then 5. And as long as they keep talking to you, you know you are on the list. You don't necessarily know who the other finalists are. But in 2016, what the Clinton team said was, we'll find you wherever you are. Don't change your schedule. Just do what it is you're doing. And I was doing, at the invitation of a fellow senator, Jack Reed, I was doing an event with him in Rhode Island. And about 2 hours before, it was literally that late, I got the sense that it was going to be me. And
oh, wow.
I was at this event with Jack, and they pulled me into the back room of a marina where I was surrounded by like the water dispensers that, you know, that have the 50-gallon water drum.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was pulled back there to take the phone call from Hillary. So it was a whirlwind, but they kept it very much under wraps till right at the end.
You mentioned how as long as they keep talking to you, you know you're still in it. In 08, it was you and Joe Biden. You're the final two. Did you know that it was two left at that time?
I did. I had an interview with then Senator Obama. They flew me out to an undisclosed location in Indiana where he was doing campaigning events. And we sat and talked for a couple hours. And he basically said, you know, you're my heart pick. Joe Biden's my head pick. Sometimes I go with my heart. Sometimes I go with my head. And I think it was 2 days later that Russia invaded Georgia. And I thought, you know, I'd go with my head if I were you. But I had been on the campaign from very early. And the most important thing was for him to win. And he did make the right call. It was really important that with Joe Biden's background on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee at that moment, it was really important to have that kind of gravitas on the ticket.
You didn't tell Senator Obama to listen to his heart. There's a song by Roxette, the 80s band, that goes, listen to your heart. You didn't want to tell him to listen to his heart?
Well, I didn't call and tell him, listen to your head. But when he told me that was the pick, I sort of knew when a sad thing to joke about, but I knew when that invasion happened.
Yeah.
I just felt like I'm smart enough in politics to know that the smart play would be to put the guy on who's the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And that's what he did. And that was the right pick.
Senator, how do you manage, though, the line between expressing interest in a job and not sounding like you're coming on too strong?
Really important. I mean, I will say in both 08 and 2016, I did not ask a single person to make a call or do anything on my behalf to urge Senator Obama and Secretary Clinton to pick me, because I felt like the right thing was for them to reach a decision that they felt comfortable with and not feel pushed. So, they call you 2 months before and say, are you willing to be vetted? And it's a long list and the chances are small, but are you willing to be vetted? And you say, yes, that's the patriotic thing to say. And then you participate. And it's a very, very rigorous vetting process. But I didn't ask anybody to make any calls on my behalf. Many people did on their own accord, which was very, very kind. But yeah, you want them to pick the person that they really feel comfortable will be brutally candid with them behind closed doors and completely publicly supportive out in the open.
Before you said yes to be vetted, did you talk to your wife? Did you talk to your family?
It was interesting. In 08, the first time Barack Obama called me right as we were all getting into the car to go to my oldest son's high school graduation. And, so I took the call and I said, well, here, I got to run. I don't want to be late for the graduation. I got in the car and told the family, hey, I've got this call. What do you think? And they said, sure, go for it. They had met Senator Obama and really loved him and felt the same way in 2016. Look, it's invasive, even for the family. So You know, they not only interview me and my wife, but they had interviews both in 08 and 16 with all my kids. And my kids are proud individuals who want to be known for themselves, not for whose kid they are. And so it's, you know, it's tough.
Hello, Senator Kane?
Yes.
Okay, you dipped out for a second. Really quick, I only got about a few seconds left. Who do you think Vice President Harris should pick?
Well, I think she's going to have multiple candidates who get over all the hurdles of vetting, who would add a lot to the ticket. But then it really does have to be, once you're there, who's going to help you win, and even more importantly, who can be that friend, very candid behind closed doors and completely supportive out in the open. And that's a personal vibe and chemistry call. And every indication is that Kamala is taking that very, very seriously.
That's Democratic Senator and former vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine of Virginia. Senator, thanks.
Glad to be with you. Thanks.